Okay, before we start the net, we'll stand by for an emergency or priority traffic if anybody else needs to jump in there real quick. This is N4LB. Okay, good evening everyone. This is N2NOV and the name is Charles from Staten Island. And I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in all the aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. So we cover all the frequencies that you can tune into from DC all the way up to light, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week. So don't bring it up on this net. Not unless it's a training class here in New Hampshire. So we talk about who's on these different frequencies across the spectrum, what equipment you would need to tune in, what's coming up as far as new things. New technologies, new types of trunking systems, repeaters, radios, you know, anything to help make the hobby a little bit more enjoyable. For those who are checking in on the air, we ask that you, one, check out the website for this repeater system, www.n2row.net, and find the repeater that's closest to where you live. It only makes sense for you to use a repeater close to you rather than reach across the city and get into another repeater with a lot of noise. As you're checking in, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by traffic, we mean any comments or questions you want to share with everyone else. You can introduce yourself if you're joining us for the first time.
N2NOV. Here is W2DEA. Good evening.
Good evening, WA2SQQ. Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment.
T2QKS, Frank of Brooklyn. What's the traffic?
Guys, hang on a second. If somebody's not able to get in to the repeater system on the air, either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you don't have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by checking in through the email. And the email address for this net is nycxa@yahoo.com. And periodically throughout the course of the net, that email address will be checked to see if there's any traffic to forward on over the air. Okay, so at this point, let's stand by for traffic, stand by for check-ins, and we'll go with the list as we have it. So far I have W2DEA and KV2QKS. Please space it out so you don't step on everybody else.
W2SQQ, Bob,
is now with Mark. Traffic at the moment, and I'll also be checking
email. W2GOD, Stephen Queens, no traffic, for the net.
T2GXN, 1 in Staten Island, good evening, too well, no traffic.
While we walk.
N2NOV. This is N1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut. Good evening, no traffic at the moment.
Okay, heard a couple of very noisy transmissions in there. So first, we have W2DEA, KV2QKS, WA2SQQ, a little noisy tonight, Bob, W2GOD, KV2PXN, and N1MLZ from Connecticut. Anybody else?
KV2GLW, Kelly.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Papa November, Carmine in Riverdale, no traffic. Good evening to the next.
GLW, am I making the repeater?
that time, Gordon. Okay, that's K2GLW and K2SPN. Anyone else?
KC2SYH. Name here is Phil, Glendale, Queens, New York City. No traffic.
Hey, evening, Phil. KC2SYH. All right, anyone else? And take up additional check-ins later on. So, first one up tonight, W2DEA. Go ahead, Ray.
Good evening, Charlie, and everyone on the net. Just checking in, showing my support. I also have two additional check-ins that are in the car with me. They are KC2DYY, Caesar, and KC2LWP, Joe.
Okay, and good evening to both of them. And, Ray, did you want to give any information about the KCRC meeting next Wednesday? I mean, the opportunity. Maybe people, a way of putting a face to a name.
Sure. Just let me switch radios. I'm on a different radio. Let me switch over to a 5-watt radio. I'll be right back. Meanwhile, back to that.
Sound clean. All right, well, while Ray finds another radio, move on along. KC2QKS, Frank, what's your traffic tonight?
KC2QKS, Look in my house. Go over one more time with other people trafficking. Get back to me. My hands are about ready to freeze to my radio. And when I get back in the house, warm up, I'll give you my traffic. So KC2QKA to N2NOV.
Line of buses diesel engine behind you, Frank. All right. Let's see, Ray, you back yet?
He'll be right back in a few moments. This is KC2DYY.
Okay, I'll just move on down a little bit. So we need to ask you, Joe, evening, Bob. How are things over there in New Jersey? And it's one of these.
Good, Charlie. You comment that I'm noisy? I don't see why I should be nothing different. Am I making it okay?
You're fine now. Because that transmission before was kind of noisy.
Very good. Okay, no email at the moment. Nothing spectacular to report on. I will continue to watch the email, and if something comes up, of course, I'll let you know there. But, it's been relatively quiet over here, as far as radio goes. WA2SQQ.
Well, actually, Bob, in your neighborhood, or not too far from there over the weekend, the New Jersey UTAC 5 channel was extremely busy. Let's see, 470.0875. UTAC 4 popped up a few times, 470.2375. But on UTAC 5, on Saturday I was hearing ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, had some units up there. And there was some surveillance with all sorts of other units in the 800 series, Saturday and Sunday. And so I don't know what's been going on over there, but they were grabbing people on Interstate 80, Parsippany,
Some places got a whole bunch of different numbered streets that crisscross each other and end at River Avenue or River Road. So there's a lot of activity happening. Really? Now let me ask you something. You know, this is, it's ironic that you bring this up because I came home from work this evening and I just created a new list of all the VTAC and UTAC channels and everything that I downloaded. It's got about, I don't know, 15, 20 frequencies in all, and I'm going to pump them into my 996. Now, I've noticed that most of the channels have a designated PL, but it'll say PL or carrier squelch. The activity that you have heard on these channels, for the most part, is it in the clear in terms of carrier squelch, or are they using tone?
Well, as far as the New Jersey UTAC channel, UTAC 4, 5, and 6, they all have PL tone programmed in, and that's how they came through. All the other ones, I popped them in with recommended PL tone, but UTAC 5 was alive, and you know they had to have a tone to break my 12.
Okay. Interesting. The other thing that I did wanted to ask you is, what's his name there? G5 or G7LTT. Is his email still good at that domain? I came across an interesting document, and I think I want to play with it. There is a small little board and a modification for DRM that you could mount right inside of a PCR 1000, and I had some questions on it. Yeah. Is he around?
I don't know if he's going to jump in, but I know he's on the road. He just picked up somebody from Newark Airport. But his email address is still good, g7ltt at g7ltt.com. In fact, it's interesting, you're mentioning DRM. The Winter SWL Fest is going to be this week. In fact, people are getting together tomorrow, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And there are several stations that are going to be beaming DRM broadcasts in this direction specifically for the fest. ACJB, the Vatican, RFI. I don't have the exact list of frequencies and times yet. I have to find that. But supposedly that was finalized this afternoon.
Very good. I'm going to look into this. It looks kind of interesting, and it might be a fun project. So, all right, you motivated me. I'm going to get those frequencies pumped in, and leave them in there and listen and see what's going on. And I've heard activity on them, but it wouldn't surprise me. Customs up and down Route 80. I mean, you got the Carter there. You got Patterson. I won't see any more than that, but I could see where they would have some people there they're looking for. 7812SQQ.
Oh, yes. The things were hot and heavy this weekend. Just listening to them maneuver back and forth and describe what they're seeing and what they're trying to do, and then they circle in and nail the guy. Yeah, I don't know where all the different stores are, like where is the Dunkin' Donuts, where is the Starbucks in certain areas, but if you live not too far from there, if you hear traffic like that, you would know exactly where they are.
Starbucks, huh? Now, there's no Starbucks in this area. I mean, I live in a nice area, but they tend to put those in the very affluent areas, so I don't know. Maybe a mall or whatever. Okay, I'll be in listening mode and I'll be checking email here. WA2FQQ.
Well, I wouldn't consider my area of Staten Island affluent, but we have two Starbucks within walking distance. I don't, not that I frequent their establishments, but you notice that they are there.
Okay. Again, if somebody needs to get in to pass along a message or a question or traffic, and you can't do it on the air, send us an email address that Bob is checking every so often. That's nybxa@yahoo.com. All right. Ray, W2DEA.
Did you get back on that other radio yet?
And so on,
and to NOV, W2DEA, sorry about that. Yes, I'm back, and for the information, the KCRC is having their monthly meeting the second Wednesday of this month, which is next Wednesday. Yours truly will be at the meeting, and N2NOV will be our guest speaker. Anyone interested in coming and listening to what's going on, more than welcome to. It's at the Ryan Center in Fort Bend Field. You can also look up information on the website, www.qfl-kcrc.com, I believe the website is.
Actually, the URL is www.qsl.net/KiloCharlieRomeoCharlieKCRC. Okay. What time is the meeting, Ray?
7 to 7:30. Meeting starts at 7:30. Thank you, Charlie, for the correct URL.
Yeah, no problem, Ray. And as far as the topic of the talk is going to be all things radio in New York, from emergency communications to history of radio and what we can all do together moving forward. Okay, let's see. I've got nobody else with traffic here, but I do want to have Phil introduce himself. This is Phil's first net. In fact, Phil was just licensed recently. So KC2SYH, why don't you introduce yourself to the group? And to what it'll be.
I recently got my license a few days ago. Went to go take the test. I find it very interesting. It's a fun hobby. It seems to be a really fun hobby and very interesting. Name here is Phil, by the way. I'm in Glendale, Queens, New York.
Hello.
Phil, outside of amateur radio, what kind of things do you like to do in the radio hobby? Anything from shortwave, scanners, broadcasting stations, utility stations, aircraft, you know, what kind of things do you listen to besides that?
I actually listen to transit and NYPD mostly on my scanner.
Okay. Any interest in expanding your horizons down into the HF bands at all? Plenty of broadcast stuff down here that I think you'd be fascinated with.
Yeah, I would actually like to get into digital wave, but I don't have the equipment yet to do it, though. But, yeah, it does sound very interesting. I would love to do that. Eventually down the road, I will get some HF equipment and start doing shortwave and things like that.
Okay, good. A few of us, including FQQ and myself, we got our start with AM broadcast band DXing on a little pocket radios and desktop radios when we were in school.
and then just move forward from there into shortwave and then into ham and scanners and satellite dishes and everything else. Everybody's got a starting point. It doesn't matter where it is, but eventually you wind up getting a taste of all the different things.
QKS.
Okay, copy that. That's how I found out about ham radio. I used to, when I got bored of listening to NYPD internet, that I would go over to the ham band on my scanner and listen on there and see what people talk about and everything, and that's how I got interested in it. So, here I am, and I find it very interesting. It's a very fun hobby.
Keep expanding, Phil. Just don't sit on 2 meters and 440. There's a lot out there. A lot of different things than just talking in FM voice mode on VHF, UHF. If you have an opportunity to hang out at somebody's station when they're, you know, maybe just tuning around the bands on HF or participating in a contest or changing some VX or trying a new mode, digital, pictures, closed scan television, you know, go play. You know, don't be afraid of it. I think you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, copy that. Shortwave and that HF stuff does sound like a lot of fun, and I would like to get into that eventually, but first I'm going to start learning on here with 2 meter and 440, and I will definitely move on once I learn about, you know, 2 meter and 440. You know, I want to learn about each band before I move on to another one.
Oh yeah, you get your feet wet and try a few things out. You know, there's an old saying, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
You got that, I agree.
That's why I like to put a lot of tools in my toolbox, if you know what I mean. Okay, I've reached the bottom of the list of those who said they had traffic, and time now is 9:27. So let's stand by for additional check-ins. Also, again, if you're not able to get in on the air, use our email address, which is nyexa@yahoo.com. Okay, so any additional check-ins, please space it out. This is Ed Scopic.
QKS is back. Traffic.
V2NOV. V2UP, no traffic. Good evening. Name here is John, and we're located in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, got Frank checking back in. And John, what was that call again?
Alpha Bravo 2, Uniform Papa.
Okay, AB 2 UB. Alright. Wasn't quite expecting the AB. You know, you like preload your brain to think of K's, KC's, and N's, and all of a sudden this AB comes out of the woodwork. It's like, hang on a second. Okay, got it now. Anybody else? Okay, Bob, did we get anything new in the email that you checked last time?
Where are you going, Charlie? It's Quinn.
Oh, I made that a not Charlie, yeah, nothing at all, just checked it. Okay, Bob. Yeah, you cut yourself off at the beginning before one of the pitfalls of a linked repeater system. going to give that extra pause there, CCO. Let's see. QKS, you said you had traffic?
Yes, I did. KCT, QKS has all this traffic. Just to kind of let the group know that anybody who's interested in, you know, upgrading, I recently signed up for the ham radio test online, and it's a descriptive thing that way. And I've been doing some work with that, and they have a nice format. The kind of stuff I'm getting, you know, on your scores, like I was, this might be another slant at it, and cost $50 to sign up for it. If it's going to get you to pass your general or your actual exam, might be worth a look-see. If you go to the site, they also give you a chance to, you know, take a test and do some of the routines and see how you like it for your charge. So again, if you're going to do that, it might be worth looking-see. So you can test online. Back to N2NOV.
Okay, Frank, this is definitely a good way of getting yourself ready for it. Until I can figure out my schedule for later this year and a place to hold it, if there's an interest, we'll hold some upgrade classes. We did touch on it at the Staten Island and Manhattan meetings for near to the Arix recently for, monthly meeting to go over some of the topics that are a little bit more technical in nature to get people in that direction. So, you know, if there is anybody who's interested in either getting their license or upgrading, you know, send me an email later on and we'll go over that. I found a list of the DRM transmission. So, Bob, you may want to copy this down. I'll cut and paste and send it out later. But DRM is Digital Radio Montreal, which is basically a digital transmission format being used on shortwave, which in Europe, they're experimenting with using it on some of the AM broadcast stations and on a band that we don't use here for broadcasting at 26 megahertz. Here in the United States, we have what's called IBOC, or as G7LTT calls it, it buggers other channels. Because IBOC is a digital stream that's wrapped around the AM broadcast band carrier, like, for example, WOR 710. You know, you're tuning up from Norway, you hear this noise, then you hear clean audio, then you hear the noise again, and unfortunately it wipes out the next adjacent channel in either direction. Well, DRM is another digital transmission method which they've been using on shortwave. It has the capability of four separate streams of programming, though nobody has ever broadcasted in that manner yet. It has the ability to do programming plus text and pictures. So you can have like a web page pop up while you're listening to the programming on one stream and all the data for the web page pops up on the other, like programming notes and things like that. So for the Winter SWL Fest, this is the 21st year. The first year was an interesting one in 1987 where there was blood stains on the carpet and the famous pink and purple Pancho Villa room at the Motor Inn, but that's old history. It's held in a very nice place over the past 15 years, and the 21st Fest is going to be this week. And what they've arranged for is some of the DRM broadcasters to specifically target broadcasts for the eastern part of the United States, because they're going to be having radio set up at the fest to do demonstrations and things. So the list that we have here, and this is as of this afternoon, TDF, I think that's French Guiana, Montcinery, from 0100 to 0200 on March 8th. This is all UTC times and dates, so you got to be careful about that. 0100 0200 UTC, 8th of March on frequency of 11605. And their broadcast is at 150 kilowatts. They're also going to do a transition from 1330 to 2000 UTC, both March 7th and 8th, on a frequency of 17840. And from what I understand, the broadcast will not be in English. That particular broadcast will be in either French and I think Spanish. Okay, HCJB out of Quito, Ecuador, using the, have a transmitter in a town called PIFO, P-I-F-O. March 5th through March 9th, so going straight through the rest of the week, from 0100 to 0400 UTC on a frequency of 9735. Okay, and time now is 0237, so they're broadcasting right now, if you want to listen to it. So if you don't have proper DRM circuitry and decoding software, you're just going to hear white noise. Their transmitter, believe it or not, is only using 4 kilowatts of power from Ecuador. Their second transmission is from 1400 to 2100, and same days, and that's on 15275. Okay, and the last one is Vatican Radio, all the way from Rome, or as they put it, the transmitter is Santa Maria di Galleria. From 1300 to 1400, a one-hour broadcast, March 6th, 7th, and 8th, so starting tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, on a frequency of 15515, and we don't know the power level that they're going to be using in that broadcast. And all that comes courtesy of Kim Elliott, Voice of America, qualifying KD9XB. Do you need any fills on that? Did you get all of them up?
I got my trusty little recorder running here, Charlie. I got it. Didn't copy it, but... I got it all on tape, thank you.
Okay, for those who don't have any clue what DRM is, never seen it, never read up on it, the website for the DRM Consortium is drm.org. And on there, they'll explain what it is, what they're trying to do with it, who all the different stations and manufacturers that are working together, and what is the standard schedule of regular programming done in DRM from all the different countries. There's a page that has that complete chart with broadcaster, frequency, target area, times, and all that. You can do it in many different ways. Some people have taken the Drake 320 and 321D models and use that for picking up DRM broadcasts. Some are using little converter boards that cost about $60 and putting them inside of the radios. The trick is what this converter board does is it takes your 455 kHz IF frequency inside your shortwave radio and converts it to 12 kHz. And 12 kHz is certainly within the bandwidth range of the sound card on your computer. So you shove the 12 kHz signal into the sound card of your computer and use software to then pull it apart and reproduce the audio. It's a lot of fun. Now, you can get bored with a lot of things, but then here comes something new and, you know, go try it out. Okay, I've gone to the end of my list. Are there any additional check-ins or comments or questions? Please go down. This is N20 for you with the Shortwave and Scanner Listener Set.
Hey, Kilo
Okay, get checked in. Anybody else? You would like to be put on our mailing list, our email list for any hot breaking news topics, just send an email to our email address, nydxa@yahoo.com. Also, if you've not seen anything for a while, the email server, after 3 bounces to your email address, will temporarily suspend your account. You know, it feels like after 3 bounces, you know, something's wrong. And it could be your mailbox is full. It could be your ISP server is having a problem. It doesn't know. So if you haven't seen anything in a while, drop us an email. Let us know that, hey, I haven't seen anything. And we'll check the list to make sure that it wasn't flagged for bouncing. And we'll get that all set up for you. We've got some members of the list that have the email list sent to BlackBerrys. Some have it sent to their cell phones as a text message. So there are many different ways that you can get information when it comes out. Just a word of warning though, some of these free email accounts are quite aggressive on their spam filters. And if it sees a bunch of accounts at that particular ISP getting the same piece of mail, sometimes they freak out and call it spam. So you've got to go into the spam filter that you may have with them and flag us as not being spam. Okay, nothing else. We'll wrap it up at this point. We'll let Bob get to his project of getting that DRM board inside his radio. So we can start tuning in to stuff later on tonight or tomorrow. And we'll catch everybody next week. Bob, obviously I will not be here if I'm going to be speaking at the KCRC meeting. So, yeah, I doubt very much I'll be freed up by 9 o'clock. Be it, Charlie. I don't have anything planned. My schedule looks good. So we'll get to that next week. No problem. Mondays at 8:30 is the New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communication Service Net. And everybody's welcome to participate in all 3 nets on this repeater system. As Richie and Lance and Tom say, the system's here, use it. Catch you guys later. And it's 1 on me.